The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I don't, honestly, I don't want to spend the entire program talking about what's happening in Washington, D.C. But I'm doing my best to keep you updated on what's happening. Capitol Police, Washington Capitol Police, have just swept most of the area surrounding the Capitol building. And by sweeping it, I mean they're in full riot gear, and they are pushing the crowd back away from the Capitol building. They're trying to clear all of the area around the Capitol building because there is a 6 p.m. curfew. So they're trying to enforce that curfew. They're trying to get people to move away from the Capitol building. And I am struck. And hang with me, all right? And I would imagine that I've probably upset a few of you, and maybe a few of you are even angry at me. I hope not. But I am struck by the difference between protesters who are protesting spiritual issues and moral issues and those that are protesting political issues. During that entire break, I was watching live video of the protesters that are being pushed back by the Capitol Police. There is an enormous amount of anger, shouting, profanities against the police. And the people that I'm seeing are not Antifa. A lot of older white people. They're not Antifa, all right? They're Trump supporters. They're Trump political supporters. They're angry. They're shouting. They're disrespecting the police. The police are doing their job. They have been ordered to clear the area. They've been protesting all day long from early this morning. And the police are simply doing their job. There was violence, shots fired in the Capitol building. They have every right to clear that area. And a riot was declared, and so a curfew is in effect. They have every right to do that. Okay. And yet a lot of these supporters are acting like absolute fools, disrespecting the police, shouting, yelling, and so forth. And by the way, there is trash everywhere. The streets are just littered with trash. Contrast that to the March for Life. The people who go to Washington, D.C. to protest something, listen to me carefully, protest something more important than who the next president is. Now, again, I want to make it clear. Who the next president is very, very important. The murder of millions of unborn babies is much more important. And yet, for all of these many, many, many years, at the March for Life, hundreds of thousands of people show up in Washington, D.C. They're calm. They're respectful. When the police ask them to move, they move. And when the protest is done, all of the trash is picked up. Nothing is left behind. And a solid testimony has been left behind. They're passionate. Many are angry over abortion. They have every right to be angry. But they're respectful. because they're there over spiritual issues and moral issues, and the overwhelming majority of them are Christians. And therefore, they conduct themselves like Christians. Contrast that with people who are obsessed with just politics. I think it's a valid contrast. And I realize that in some ways I'm being somewhat repetitious today, and I don't make any apology for it, because there are just some points that I want to make sure that I make. If Christians had spent as much time, effort, and money trying to win people to Christ and bring about a spiritual revival in America, if Christians had spent the same amount of time, money, resources in spiritual pursuits, supporting their church, supporting evangelism, trying to win people to Christ, as they did in this last election, America would be a much better place. And I will say again, be involved in the political process. Of course, we should. We should vote. Search out the candidates, campaign for them, because elections are important. But the spiritual is far more important than the political. Because when you're dealing with spiritual issues, you never lose hope. Even if you're dealing with something as evil as abortion, you don't lose hope. But if almost your complete faith and trust is in the government and a politician, and I don't mean this to be overly critical, but a whole lot of these people in Washington, D.C., their hope and faith and trust is not in God. It's in Donald Trump. And they're demonstrating that. Their faith and trust is not in God. Their faith and trust is in Donald Trump. But Bob, Donald Trump was pro. I know that, and I have supported him. But I have never put my faith in Donald Trump or the Republican Party or the conservative movement. I have never put my faith there. I've never put my trust there. My trust is in a sovereign God. My trust is in Jesus. But here you have thousands of people. And hey, this is not a blanket statement, folks. Please. I am not saying this about all or even most of the people that were in Washington today. Please understand that. There are a whole lot of wonderful Christians that are just believe this is part of their patriotic responsibility to go and protest because they believe the election was stolen. Fine. God bless them. And I really mean that. But most of the people who stormed the Capitol building today did not have their faith and trust in God. Their faith and trust was in a man and a political process and an election and who was in the White House rather than who's on the throne in heaven. And because of that, when the election didn't go their way and they were honestly convinced that it was an illegitimate election, they were honestly convinced that the election was stolen. Their hope was gone. They had no hope. And so they resorted to drastic, radical, illegal, unconstitutional means because that's all they have left. If they put their faith and trust in Donald Trump, and if he's not going to be the next president and they believe that the election was stolen and it was illegitimate, then you do whatever you have to do to regain the person or the system that you had your trust in. Does that make sense? Please, folks, don't put your faith and trust in anybody other than Jesus. All right. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I can confirm that the Supreme Court building in downtown Columbus has been evacuated. A note was sent out to all personnel in the building to leave the building immediately. That was some time ago. Not sure all that's going on downtown, but evidently there is fear of violence here in Columbus as well. I would suggest stay away from downtown Columbus tonight. Stay away. Just stay away. All right, we're going to go to the phones, and I've got Joseph in Circleville. Joseph, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I've been listening to your radio show for about a year now. I had a radical born-again experience in 2014, and I've been all over the country street preaching, but the last year I've actually settled down, got to work, and had a kid and family and all that.
Yeah.
But I just kind of disagreed with one point that you made.
Okay.
You know, you got to realize what's kind of going on in the spiritual. You know, God is in control of everything that's going on right now. Even though, you know, the devil is going to be making his moves, God is allowing all this to happen for a reason. So, and I understand when your whole point about the Trump supporters and how they're totally out of line in many ways, but If the government goes rogue, and I believe that it's, you know this too, Bob, our government is going so far left in so many facets, even the Republicans are turning to that left of center mentality in so many ways. But it is the responsibility of American people, if the government goes rogue against the Americans, to put an end to it. That's why we have the Constitution to begin with. So to say it's unconstitutional what these people are doing, I say God bless them. Honestly, I think what they're doing is extremely patriotic, even though they're not exactly right in the way that they're handling themselves.
Wait. So you believe that breaching the Capitol, breaking windows, attacking police, you commend them for that?
What would you do if you were staring the face in the devil? You would.
If I was staring in the devil, I would get on my knees and plead the blood of Jesus. I wouldn't go break windows out of a building.
You would take the sword of the Spirit and you'd thrust it right through his heart.
But this is not the sword of the Spirit. This is physical, carnal activity. And Joseph, here's the problem. Yes, we are taking a turn to the left, but we still have a constitution, and Congress today was going to take constitutional means to deal with the election. The 12th Amendment allows for protest of the vote and so forth. And that was not even allowed to begin. And not only that, because of federalism and the way the Constitution is written, most of the election procedures are up to the states, not the federal government. So if there are irregularities and even illegalities in this election, that needs to be done with people in the individual states.
And that's absolutely true. But here's the problem, Bob. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and that's clear in many of these swing states. And that's why we have all of this.
I know, but Congress does not have the authority constitutionally to just overturn an election because certain members of Congress and a certain party thinks that it was illegal. This, we have a system that has not been broken yet, and all constitutional measures have not been exhausted yet. That was happening today, and these protesters have basically doomed the constitutional process of protesting this election. They have defeated what they wanted to accomplish, and they have also destroyed the legacy of Donald Trump, which is sad.
Well, I don't think they've destroyed his legacy. His legacy is going to stand no matter what happens with this election.
You really think so? How is history? Okay. All right. I think history is going to judge, sadly and unfairly, history is going to judge the presidency of Donald Trump by the events that happened in Washington, D.C. today.
Well, it depends on what side of history you're looking at. I mean, Time Magazine named Adolf Hitler.
I know. But I believe the peaceful protests, fine. And not only fine, that's great. It's American. But when they resort to violence, when the constitutional means and methods have not been exhausted, and they haven't yet,
then this is wrong. I feel like they have been exhausted, though, with this election. I mean, honestly, Bob, you see what's going on, and it's been going on for decades. Our rights, tit for tat, line by line, have been taken from us every single day. And, you know, eventually it has to stop. I mean, someone has to put their foot down, you know? It's not going to just, it can't keep getting, it's not going to just magically go away. These politicians are getting more corrupt day by day, you understand?
Well,
day by day,
I will repeat what you said, Joseph. God is in control. Hey, Joseph, thanks for the call and the conversation, and I mean that sincerely. Thank you, and I hope you'll call again. I wish we could continue that, but I'm out of time. Have a great evening, but remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.